Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening today. I'm very excited about my next guest. Let me ask you about something. How is your EOS? If you don't know what the EOS is, we're going to talk to you about that. We're going to make sure that you have a very strong EOS. The focus of my next guest is to help entrepreneurs get what they want from their business. And I'm pleased to introduce Mike Payton. And Payton is from Achieve Traction at EOS Worldwide. Payton, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Achieving Traction, and let's keep our listeners just in the dark a little bit about what EOS stands for. But tell us about what you do, and then we'll get into a little bit about how you do it.
Yeah, so I appreciate the question. What I help entrepreneurs and their leadership teams do is implement a simple way of operating their business that helps them get better quickly and permanently at three things that we call vision, traction, healthy. So vision from the standpoint of getting everybody in the organization 100% on the same page with where they're going and how they plan to get there. Traction is instilling discipline and accountability so that everybody executes on the vision day in and day out, and healthy from the standpoint of ensuring they're a cohesive, functional, more effective leadership team, and most of the time they're not. And so get to the point where everybody in the organization is working together to achieve that simple, clear vision.
Now, Payton, when you first go into a business, what are some of their pain points? And we just talked about what some of your attributes you can bring to them are. What are some of the biggest pain points that would cause someone to give you a call and say, we need your help?
Yeah, so I'd clarify by saying we're typically engaging with organizations that have between 10 and 250 people in them. Their owners and leaders are growth-oriented, open-minded, I like to say, more afraid of the status quo than they are of change. And the most common frustration is this feeling of being stuck, of having hit the ceiling, of, you know, things are growing and moving along forward for a while, and then all of a sudden you just find yourself at a standstill. You're starting to feel as though you're losing control. A common phrase I hear is, I'm not running my business anymore. The business is running me. And there are various root causes to those frustrations, but that's a very common theme.
So we're talking about what could be a very, very small entrepreneurial company on up to bigger companies as they have grown, but they're hitting that wall, and that's a point where they say, I need someone from the outside to come in and help me to become a team member and look at how we can get this vision, this traction, this healthy. Okay, we've kept our listeners in the dark long enough. What does EOS stand for, Payton?
Yeah, that's great. So EOS just stands for the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And the basic underpinning of our approach is that one of the things that causes a company to hit a ceiling is that it's owners or leaders or even including the employees don't all agree on the way the organization is going to run, on how we're going to create a vision and a plan, how we're going to establish priorities, make decisions, assign personal accountability, clarify roles. And every company needs one of those systems. EOS is just a system. There are lots of others out there. We think it works particularly well with the target market that we connect with.
What's different about it that you would call it the entrepreneurial operating system?
Yeah, so the definition of entrepreneur, as you and your audience knows, it takes on different meanings for different audiences. What What we believe an entrepreneurial organization is one that's nimble, one whose owners and leaders understand that you've got to deliver value to your constituents before you get anything in return. An entrepreneurial company is one in which its people take full responsibility for everything that they make and everything they deliver to their customers. They're not pointing fingers and assigning blame. And so those are the kind of organizations we work with. And what's different about EOS is it really suits a small, vibrant, growth-oriented organization full of regular people who just want to get more of the right stuff done every week. They don't want bureaucracy. They don't want 500-page process manuals. They just want clarity, simplicity, and execution. And we've worked hard to build a system that delivers that.
And another key of probably these organizations that you work with is a lot of them are what we would refer back to as blue ocean, where they're plowing new ground. There isn't anything to compare to a lot of the time. So it's up to them to kind of set the course. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say that's a common factor for a lot of my clients. It's they're not engaged in a race to the bottom. They're trying to build something new and valuable and interesting. And of course, that makes it all the more exciting to get in the trenches with these people.
Yeah, and so because of that, they can't really say, well, let's just do it like these other guys did it, because nobody else has done it before.
So a lot of times exactly right.
It's like, well, let's think this through. So does the entrepreneurial operating system rely on a lot of discussion, brainstorming, input from the key leaders of the company?
Well, it's almost entirely engagement of the key leaders of the organization, and it's a system and a set of simple practical tools that actually gets migrated all the way into the organization. So everybody from a frontline employee all the way up to the owner, founder, CEO, visionary are all using the same language, using the same tools, communicating openly and honestly with one another to get everybody on the same page with where the company's going, how it plans to get there, who's going to do what, you know, who we are at the core. All of those things that, you know, it's very difficult in these small growing businesses to find the kind of time you need to get all that put together. And so we've tried to bring a simple framework for that happening efficiently that can be meaningful not just at the top of the company, but all the way into the trenches.
So if someone else has tried, have you had people that have said, you know, we tried other traditional kind of consulting structures and they just didn't get us to where we wanted to be, and we really instead like this type of a system, what would they say they were the shortfall of the traditional types of consulting systems for operating their business would have been?
Yeah, I'd identify a couple points of difference there. So first of all, what we do is help the people who run the business implement this system in their own business. It becomes theirs, not ours, very quickly. It's a simple set of tools. It's very practical. You don't need any mastery or significant business acumen to use it. And so one of the big points of difference is that teams from all walks of life with all levels of experience and savvy pretty quickly get it and find that implementing the simple tools and timeless concepts that make up EOS gets them more of what they want from their business. They're successful quickly. They feel good about the progress they make. And of course, one of the common frustrations when you're, you know, using a system or a consultant or a coach is that it doesn't stick. And I think EOS sticks for that reason. The second key difference is that EOS is a holistic system that treats all of the common frustrations and issues and challenges and obstacles in a business. We work really hard to identify the root cause of both obstacles and opportunities at the root rather than treating symptoms. And so because of that, the work we do has a permanent, lasting effect on the organization rather than creating that feel that you need a consultant or a tool around to solve the same issue as it arises over and over and over again.
Great, great points. So let me ask you a question. A lot of our listeners are age 50-plus business owners, and they've been what I would call benevolent dictatorships in a lot of cases as far as their management style. You know, there's been one person at the helm making the decisions, and it's always worked pretty well, but now it's time for a shift and a change to bring in younger management and to bring people in and make them feel a part of the running of the business. And so would this be a great tool for someone who's saying, you know, I need to change how the business is managed or run. I need to move it from this dictatorship to maybe a meritocracy where everybody, you know, is rewarded and we're going to move forward into new areas. Would this be a great time to get in touch with you for that type of a scenario?
Yeah, absolutely. I was remiss in not identifying that as another point of difference in that when an EOS implementer like me, there are about 100 of us around the world. When we engage with a small business, we engage with its leadership team. And all of the work we do is around a conference table, rolling up our sleeves with that leadership team, typically 3 to 8 people, the benevolent dictator, if you will, the founding entrepreneur often. And everybody who reports directly up to that individual or a person we call the integrator, the person who runs the day-to-day, if they happen to be different. And so we get in the room with those 3 to 8 people, and one of the first things we do is we identify the right structure to take the organization from where it is today to where we'd like it to be 6 to 12 months from now. We clearly define the roles, all those people at the leadership team. What do we need them to be excellent at day in and day out, to obsess about? And we put people in seats who have the ability to make good decisions and make great recommendations and lead and manage people as a means of broadening the authority for making day-to-day decisions to achieve the company's vision. And we do it as a cohesive team working together so that owner feels almost immediately like every important role in the organization has an owner who's going to accept accountability for doing great work. And it's a key factor in our being successful working with companies like that.
And it is a key factor for listeners out there. This is very important information because this is a key factor. One of the first things in your desire to exit is to start making yourself less important to the day-to-day operations and spreading the management duties around and getting them off of your to-do list. So this can be a very key fulcrum to help you do that, bring in a new system, a new way of doing business, start involving other people, and you may want to change pay practices as well with that to retain them. But it sounds like a fantastic way to start your transition from what we call overtime president to part-time chairman. And that's what a lot of people are looking for these days. So, you know, you have a lot of information available for our listeners, Peyton. Tell us a little bit about things like, let's start with Get a Grip. What is Get a Grip?
Yeah, so Get a Grip is a book that my business partner, the creator of EOS, Gino Wickman, and I wrote together. It's a business fable that illustrates a typical small entrepreneurial company and all its strengths and weaknesses and challenges. Implementing EOS with the help of a professional guide like myself or Gino. And for those of your listeners who enjoy reading business fables and who learn best by watching other people work, Get a Grip is a great resource to understand how a company truly running on this system works, and to understand a little bit about the process by which it's implemented in the typical entrepreneurial company.
And listeners, we will post a link, a hyperlink. It's rather long. We'll post it on Peyton's show notes at exitcoachradio.com, so you can click on it and get a free chapter. Okay, what's the next one is called Traction, another, I think, book by Gino Wickman. What's that about?
That is correct. Traction is the first EOS book, and Gino wrote that. It's really an engaging, illustrative how-to manual that describes what the six key components of a truly great organization are and how to use the system and the tools we teach to strengthen those components in your own business. And I believe you've got a link to that book as well.
Sure do. And so again, there you'll see a link, listeners, to Amazon, where you can get a free chapter available, or you can purchase it at Amazon. And then you have other free tools available on your website. What types of tools would our listeners find there?
Yeah, so everything we do is basic, what I like to call tail napkin, simple tools that just help you address the common challenges in an entrepreneurial business. And most of the work we do, the nuts and bolts are available at no charge from our website. It's EOSworldwide.com. And I think we're going to have a special link for your listeners available in your interview notes. But all of those tools are simple enough that, you know, the average entrepreneurial leader and owner is going to be able to understand them and begin working with them to improve their business tomorrow.
Fantastic stuff. So listeners, this is a common scenario, a common problem we hear all the time from business owners is, I need to start changing things up so that I can make my change, my transition, my exit in the next 5 years. Excellent way to go to school on a way to change up your management style, involve your key employees into a new system, an EOS system, entrepreneurial operating system. And Peyton, is we've talked about EOSworldwide.com. Is that the best website, or are there other websites people should go to as well?
Actually, where you're going to find every piece of information you need about the system and the people around the world that work with organizations like your listeners is EOSworldwide.com. It's full of a bunch of tools, bunch of resources, bunch of videos that'll give everybody all the information they need to learn more.
So listeners, add EOS to your vocabulary, start learning about it, go to EOS Worldwide. Find out how you can start getting your business to be entrepreneurial in management style. And Peyton, I want to thank you for your time. It's been very, it flew by, but we covered a lot of ground, and I hope we can get deeper into this at a future time.
I'd look forward to it, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.